Perfect. We are back. We're going to go out of order since we are waiting on Senator Ball to be here to present a bill. We are going to take up House Bill 1280. This is a bill with Senator Judah and myself on the sunset regulation of hemodialysis treatment. Senator Judah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 1280 is a straightforward piece of housekeeping for the state's healthcare system. The bill implements recommendation of DORA's 2025 sunset report to continue regulating hemodialysis treatment clinics for another 11 years, extending the program to September 1, 2037.
Chair, you have to chair it, I guess. Ask for any questions.
Senator Mollica, did you also want to make any opening questions?
Nope, I think Senator Judah covered it.
Sorry, meaning comments. Okay, as usual, we'll go to the witness phase. Do we have any members of the public who wanted to testify to House Bill 1280? Okay, please come up. All right, sir, thanks for being with us. Please let us know your name for the record, any organization you might be connected with, and please go ahead. And please activate the microphone. There's a gray button halfway up the stem.
Ta-ta. Okay, my name is Chris Schwab. I'm the father of a daughter dealing with kidney disease. And I was also a part of the group that got the original bill through the State House here back in 2007. At the first 1280 bill hearing this year, I'll say I was a man in touch with my feelings. I can't help it. It was a lot of anger and frustration. If you take a look at those handouts I gave you, you might understand why. You watch the goings-on in kidney dialysis I've seen for 25 years and see what happens to your brain. At the second hearing, I mentioned our state's mortality and infection rates, which are lower than the national average in passing. I'm not going to say much about the mortality rate here, except thank God it is lower. How much the dialysis techs had to do with it is hard to quantify. Things like longer dialysis times could also be a factor. Infection rates, on the other hand, just might be something more tied to the techs and their infection prevention protocols, something heavily covered in their certification. With infection being the second leading cause of death for kidney dialysis patients at 23% of deaths, infection control can't be emphasized enough. This bill gives extra incentive for clinics to make sure techs are compliant with their certification requirements by making tech certification part of the licensing process of the clinics. It isn't just a checkbox on a form like many other states. So it looks like we got a good thing going here, and we ought to keep it going. And I'll say, as I've mentioned, my friends and I have been coming here since 2007. The latest go-around has given me visions of the way it could be. Don't worry, the meds will kick in any minute now. I'll stop seeing stuff. But grandpa joke. Sorry. But one vision has been that of small care co-ops with satellite community dialysis houses, among other things, like phlebotomist training being done before techs start their jobs. I see doors opening this session. I just hope we don't get whacked in the nose like so many starts and stops I've seen. But then again, I thought it was a miracle when we got the 2007 bill through, so maybe lightning can strike twice. Maybe even something could be had that would appeal to our old school Republican friends who believed in local control, pick yourself up by the bootstraps, and fiscal conservatism. Just saying, dialysis looks like a land where the blue side of the aisle and the red side of the aisle just might find peace, love, and harmony. I can dream. So that's about it.
All right, sir, thank you. We also had signed up from CDPHE, Ms. Bites. Okay, please join us. And, sir, if you'll please stay at the table in case there are questions. Did anyone else want to speak to 1280 who's not already had the chance to sign up? Confirming nobody else pending online? Okay. All right, please go ahead. Gray button on the stem of the microphone.
Halfway up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. My name is Francine Bates. I represent the Health Facilities and Emergency Medical Services Division within the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. We license and oversee dialysis clinics. This includes ensuring that dialysis technicians in Colorado have the appropriate credentials. I'm here today on behalf of the department, CDPHE, to express support for House Bill 26-1280 and to thank Senators Mullica and Judah for their leadership on the bill. The department's licensing standards for dialysis clinics require each facility to ensure its staff has the credentials required by statute and that they are qualified to provide care. The department then checks to make sure that those clinics meet the requirements as part of the regular inspection process. The department takes this approach rather than issuing credentials directly to dialysis technicians in order to ensure a high-quality delivery of care, but also to reduce regulatory burdens and to lower healthcare costs. The department's success with this approach supports the continued oversight of technicians, as described in the DORA report and this bill. Continuing the existing statutory requirements regarding the training and credentialing of dialysis technicians is also appropriate as the requirements are consistent with the federal regulations for these facilities. With these things in mind, CDPHE asks for your yes vote on House Bill 26-1280 to extend this oversight program until 2037. Thank you for your time today.
All right, thank you. Committee, are there questions for either witness? Seeing none, we'll let you off the hook. Thank you. Thanks for being with us. All right, last call for witnesses on House Bill 1280. Seeing no one rushing forward, we'll close the witness phase. Sponsors, any amendments on 1280?
No, sir.
Committee, amendments to House Bill 1280. Seeing none, we'll close the amendment phase. Any wrap-up comments, sponsors?
We're good, I think.
All right, the motion is to the Appropriations Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 26-1280 to the Committee on Appropriations, for the favorable recommendation.
As favorable as anything can be in appropriations this year. Proper motion. Mr. Brown, please call the roll.
Senators Bright.
Yes.
Cutter.
Yes.
Doherty.
Yes.
Frizzell.
Aye.
Weissman.
Yes.
Judah.
Aye.
Mullica.
Yes.
All right. That is a unanimous vote. Congratulations. Sponsor has another motion? No. Approves. No such. All right. Mr. Chair, back to you.
We will be in a senatorial five.